When an individual generally just gets arrested, there's a list of detainable offenses that the state can then file per the Safety Act, a motion for denial of pretrial release. So there's no longer any cash bond. It's either they get released or they don't. Upon the state filing that motion, the court has a hearing where they have to determine a number of things in order to deny the defendant's pretrial release. The presumption under that law is that anyone and everyone should be released. They only can be kept if the court believes that there are no conditions that would protect the public and that the defendant will abide by, that the defendant is a danger to a specific person or persons or the community at large. And then, of course, it has to be one of those detainable offenses. In this case specifically, the state filed a motion for detention on one of the defendants. That hearing was held yesterday, and per the Safety Act, that defendant was ordered to be released. The court found that she was not a danger to a specific of person or persons, and that the state had not met their burden, which is quite high, pursuant to the Safety Act. That's not something the judge has discretion to change, and it kind of puts everyone in a bind to make some really tough calls very early on in a case that causes for a lot of what ifs. This we have further filed it in the other defendant's case, and plan to proceed with that on Tuesday.